You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tiffany wrote in with this one. Now, this is a lengthy note. I was going to edit it, but I just enjoy it too much, so I don't want to edit down. I'm just going to read her whole note.
Okay.
And before I do, I want to ask you.
Yes.
Would you say, now look at me.
Yes.
Look at me and be honest.
Yes, Dom, I'm gazing into your eyes.
Gaze into these blue eyes of mine.
Yes, what do you want to ask me?
Would you say, honestly, that you love Nicole more or that she loves you more?
I love Nicole more. Didn't even hesitate. She's sick of me.
Okay, so you're still
head
over heels.
But I'm joking. I don't think she's sick of me, but I am more in love with her than she is in love with me. And you know what? I've made no secret about that over the years on the show. That I feel like I present more affection to her than I get in return.
Well, you're more clingy, that's for sure.
I'm more touchy-feely, I think. Mm-hmm. I think I've said numerous times that I just don't get enough hugs.
You don't get enough. That's your love language, right? Physical touch.
I want to be hugged more.
Let me send Josh in here.
Anyone? Anyone?
Josh, give Jeremy
a hug.
Give
me a hug, buddy. Come here.
Come give him a hug.
Don't put that finger down.
So now that I've set this up, let me read Tiffany's note.
Okay.
And I want everyone to really consider this. And please don't call in and say, no, we love each other exactly the same.
Blech.
No.
Nobody does.
It's just not possible.
It's a lie.
Tiffany writes, hey, boys, I had an interesting conversation with friends at work. Thought it would make for a great show topic. When you're in a romantic relationship, of course, you want to be equally smitten with each other. But we discussed how often one partner in the relationship is perhaps more enamored with their SO than the SO is with their partner. So my question in this situation is this. If you had to choose, would you rather be the one in the relationship who completely adored who they were with or the one in the relationship who was completely adored? Like, would you rather be head over heels for your partner and they're happy with you but are settling with you, or settle for someone you have feelings for and they just can't get enough of you? She's not done. To add another level to this topic, I think those roles can switch in a relationship. For example, she writes, my husband and I have been married 12 years and we are beginning of our relationship. She says, I was perhaps the one settling for him, where he was head over heels crazy for me. And after 12 years of marriage and 3 young kids currently, I think I'm the one completely enamored with him, and his adoration of me has settled down to a comfortable place. And who's to say we won't change roles again as our marriage goes on? She closes by saying, it was a fascinating discussion at work, and I'm sure you guys have thoughts of your own about it. I've been listening to the show since we first got married and moved to Denver, and I assure you, I adore you boys as much today as I did 12 years ago.
Well, that's all that matters. That you should have started with that.
Tiffany, you're the
Thank
sweetest.
Thank you, Tiff.
Which one would you rather be? The one who is adored or the one who does the adoring?
There's a lot of unpacking here to do. I'm trying to process all this.
Do I need to give you time? Do I need to play a break and then come back?
I'm thinking about this because, I mean, it's weird because I'm living a life where I am adoring someone, mm-hmm. and I'm fine with that. But yet, I'm wondering how I would feel. I think I would feel pretty good if the tables were turned, where every day she was like, oh my gosh, you're home, and the hugging and the kissing and the...
Yeah, you do this big talk right now about, I don't get enough hugs.
I don't get
enough
hugs.
Where I have a feeling if she just started smothering you with stuff, you'd be coming home and
I'd
you'd be like,
whoa, get off me.
Get off me.
No, I don't think I would. I think I would really like that.
So what are you saying?
So I don't know what to say to this.
You want to be the one who's adored.
I would like to see the tables be flip-flopped for 6 months. Yeah, and see how I feel. Because right now, I'm not that person. So I would like to see what it feels like. I'd be fine with that. What about you?
No, I want to be the one who does the adoring.
I could see that.
Yeah, I would rather adore than be adored. I don't think there's anything wrong with either answer.
No,
no,
the whole thing feels.
It depends on your,
like
I think, personality
or something.
No, No, it's the exact opposite. No, you said. Did you say you're narcissistic?
No, if feels somewhat narcissistic or something.
To say you want to be the one who's adored.
Yes.
Because that's what you're saying.
A little bit. Is that right?
And I don't. I want to adore. I think it's my personality thing. I'd rather adore than be adored.
Okay. I could see that. And I'm actually really good at adoring.
I've perfected it.
But wouldn't you like it just to be poured onto you a little bit? It would make you feel good. It just, that's the bottom line. It would make you feel good.
Doses of it, yes. All the time, no.
I want it the time for 6 months.
Listen, we have people who are right now tuned in and they're absorbing all of this. And they are the one who is adored.
Right.
Like over the top adored by someone.
Right.
And they're thinking about grabbing their phone right now and calling and saying, this is also exhausting. To be one who is continually adored might get a little tiring.
Whereas I need to ask my wife this, actually, and see if she enjoys me adoring her. I've never actually asked her. Because I've talked about many times, it's like, I just enjoy being around her and I will touch her in the house, you know, just mm-hmm. not a naughty touch. I'm just saying, like, you walk by and you brush her, you touch her shoulder, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. pet her hair, you know.
Yeah, she likes
it. I need constant, you know, I'll send her lovey-dovey text messages all the time.
I'll tell you what she really likes is the little pat on the tush. That's what I found out.
You want me to read the text she just sent me a few minutes ago? Should I get 2 bricks of Velveeta or just one? That's an honest to God text I just got from her.
She adores
cheese. 20 minutes ago, I sent her one. I said, you know, I hope you have a great morning. I love you. Good luck with dropping the dog off at the vet. You're the best. And what do I get back?
2 bricks of Velveeta.
Should
or
I get 2 bricks of Velveeta or just one?
You might be smothering.
I think I might be coming on too strong.
Yeah, you need to like ratchet back.
Teach
me
your ways, DT.
I will. You know what? I told you I was going to have a class one time on all this stuff.
I need to know more.
For young men, you know, teaching young men how to be young men.
Yeah. Do we want calls on this? Comments? The whole nine?
The thing is, I'm afraid that people don't want to comment because they are afraid of how it's going to sound. But we are giving you a hall pass. No one's going to, well, everybody judges. But we will judge in a good way. We just want to know. Because we've already said we don't think there's a wrong answer.
No, we're judging each other right now. We've opened up. Come on.
I can see how some people say that. If you're constantly being showered, you might be like, I haven't earned this. Lindy, she has a good point. She goes, I was the one who was adored like crazy by my partner. It was great for a while because I'd always been in a relationship where I was the one who did the adoring. But after a year or two, it became stifling. I left that relationship and went back to one where I adored her. That's from Lindy.
Okay.
I get that. You know, it's almost like the I want to be able to be the one. If you're the adorer, then you're essentially controlling the tap.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, you are.
Right. So you control how fast the water is coming out of the pipe. Okay.
Yes.
Whereas if you're on the receiving end, you don't know what, you know, it could be a fire hose coming
right.
at you.
Right. Too much love. Too much cuddling.
Megan says, oh God, please, someone adore me for a change.
All right, send me your
number.
She said,
these people who don't want it are crazy.
Send me your number. I'll text you daily adores.
daily adores. That's funny. Lines are filled, too. Let's take some of these calls. Lisa, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think? Do you want to be the one who adores or is being adored?
I don't think I want to be either, but I am the adored.
You like being wooed and showered with love, huh?
Well, she's saying she doesn't want it, but she is it.
But you're getting it.
Yes, yes. And to me, I don't know, I think it comes off a little clingy.
Well, is it clingy or is it just genuine love and affection that they really do just love you like crazy?
Depends on the person, really.
I don't think it's clingy.
I love him like crazy, too, but I don't feel like I have to be, you know, constantly saying it or constantly touching him like he is with me.
Is that what he does? Is he like me where he's just kind of always rubbing your shoulders when he walks
pawing
by?
At you.
Yeah, he's, exactly what you were saying, that mm-hmm. is him, like sending me text message, and I'll be the same way, you know, like, oh yeah, do you want two blocks or one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How's the Velveeta?
That's the text.
How's
of the day,
Velveeta situation in your house? Yeah. But you know what, Lisa, I guarantee you, I bet if he stopped that for like a week, you would be like,
what's wrong?
What's going on?
What's wrong?
Why isn't he texting
now?
Me? And you would miss it.
I don't know. I'm definitely not like a touchy. And it's funny because I do love him. I'm super likable. I'm funny. I'm fun and all those things. But I just.
And you're a good kisser.
And
so,
you're beautiful. And yeah, a little too much tongue at times. But
all
yeah.
All those things. But I just don't feel like I need that constant.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called us, Lisa. Hope
Thank
you have
you,
a great
Lisa.
Day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys. I love listening to you.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
The
best. Thank
you.
We love you back. Let's take a couple more calls, like Jose. Jose, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jose.
Do you want to adore or be adored?
I'm definitely the adorer, for sure, in our marriage, anyways. And I relate to Jeremy a lot. I do that. I feel like I over-smother my wife a lot. And it's not that she doesn't reciprocate it, but it's definitely at different levels. And as far as like them, like switching the roles, I've seen it happen, but as far as us, I don't think so. I think it's more going to be like she has stepped up her game, but I don't see it actually being the other way, where suddenly she's overdoing it and I'm not.
Do you have kids?
Maybe I still gotta,
do you have kids?
Don't, no.
You don't? Okay. In my current situation, I feel like eventually the tables will turn because she is a killer mom and a hard worker. So I know a lot of times she's really focused on her work and taking care of the kids and school projects and what's going on with the pets and da-da-da-da-da, that she genuinely doesn't have time to adore me, honestly. So I feel like once the kids are gone and maybe we don't have pets anymore and other obligations...
You're blaming it on the kids?
I will... I am,
what if you just
I'm blaming it on
up,
other
man? What if
obligations.
You're not...
No, I feel
what
like she
that
is...
That means then that you think that at some point you will actually tone it down.
I don't know if I will essentially
maybe you'll run out
turn
of gas.
It
maybe
down,
you'll be,
but
maybe
I feel like
you'll adore yourself out.
I feel like she'll turn up the gas. I don't think I'll turn down my gas. She'll turn up her gas when there's not other things distracting her.
Jose, great call. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks,
let's
buddy.
Try to
the whole thing's so confusing, isn't it?
Do what now?
The whole thing's so confusing and awkward.
You know,
and
look, here's what makes it confusing is that we are human beings that are all wired differently. And this whole thing about, you know, we all need to be the same. Nobody, you'll never get two people who are the same.
Yeah.
You get along great and you're soulmates and all that other stuff. But everyone's motor runs at a slightly different speed than other person's. You might have 150 RPMs and she's running at like 125.
100.
Doesn't mean she doesn't
probably
love you.
Probably more like 100 or 80.
She's more like 62 RPMs with you.
Really slow.
Mozzie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think?
Oh, you guys have had me reflecting on my relationship hard because we've been together 8 years. You know, we started dating when we were teenagers and I loved being adored like early on. And then after a while, the good morning texts were just too much. And I was like, this is annoying. I don't want to respond to all of them. But now I think I prefer being the adorer just because I can be in a little bit more of a supporting role. You know, my fiance, he's trying to figure things out at work, trying to build his little empire. And I'm like, great, I can support you here. But as soon as, you know, he's settled and we have kids, I'm like, all right, I want to be put on a throne.
Right.
Good you're
like,
for you.
I made kids, adore me.
Exactly.
Rub my feet.
See, so you're agreeing with Tiffany that it kind of flows back and forth. And that makes
Absolutely.
Sense, too.
Why does that make everybody feel so uncomfortable? Like the texts that you get that say, I love you. I don't understand why that would make people feel uncomfortable, you know?
No, they're great. You don't understand. It's great, but we're talking about and I think Mozzie agrees with me, the incessant texting. It's kind of like mm-hmm. you need some sort of validation of your love. Like, right. if she doesn't text back and say the same thing, you know, it's
exactly.
like, it's kind of needy.
Enough already. Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain point that's beautiful. And then there's another point that's like, all right, we've already established that I love you. What else do you need?
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Mozzie, have a great day.
Thanks,
okay?
Mozzie.
Thank you.
Bye.
God, I love our listeners. I love the way they think
Some
about
stuff.
Some thoughtful
stuff.
Is it Ryan or Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan, good morning. You get the last word on this. What do you want to say?
So I'm an adorer. Always have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that I would like being extra adored.
You just couldn't take it, huh? Couldn't handle it.
No, because it would get clingy and then it would be smothering and it just... It wouldn't be okay.
Smothering so the smothering aspect has come up multiple times in the last 20 minutes.
You have different levels, like Tom said. You know, everybody runs differently. You know, my husband's not a big hugger. I am. So
we could be together.
I don't get enough hugs.
We could hug all day. We could just take a little Saturday and be on the couch and just hug until
the
sun.
You'd even forget to eat some days.
The sun will come up, the sun will come down, and we'll still be hugging.
The entire day will go by and you say, should we eat something?
No, I'm too busy hugging.
Ryan, thank you for the great call.
Thank you, yeah.
You know, like Mozzie said, we're just giving people something to think about, and it's all courtesy of Tiffany. She's the one who started this.
Yep.
Tiffany, we loved your note. Thank you for listening. Thank you for writing. Do you think, let me ask you something.
What?
Do you honestly believe that this conversation that we've had in the last 20 minutes will influence anybody's behavior?
Yes.
I kind of think it will.
I honestly feel like it'll influence mine. I won't send as many I love you texts.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, I'm usually pretty skeptical about people changing their behavior, but this could be a situation where Tiffany has made people start thinking, since the other person isn't initiating this many texts to me, it could be that they're not into 27 I love you texts a day.
Right. They're good with 10. Ease it up a little. Doesn't this whole thing boil down to, though, that you need to have a conversation with your significant other?
You
need to say, send me a couple texts every now and then, and then the other side, ease up on the texts a little bit.
You're right. You're right. I'm
I
not
always say
argue
we're also afraid to talk to each other. Maybe speak up a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to put a caveat on it. Is that you also should be, after, like, how many years have you guys been together? 20?
20.
After 20 years, you should, by this point, be perceptive enough that she doesn't have to sit down and spell it out for you. if you guys exchange, hypothetically, 20 text messages a day that are, I love you, and she's initiating one of the 20 and you're doing 19.
I should get it, right?
You should perceive that I'm the one who's kind of overdoing it here.
Yeah.
And it's not a reflection of how much she loves you. It's just not her
She's busy.
Way.
She's busy.
Well, she's too busy texting
me.
She's
busy. Oh, no.
So,